This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time for us to check in with George Meany. Let's grab George's attention, bring him in here. It's a big day today because we're going to speak to the winners of the South African Auto Trader 2019 Car of the Year. That's right. They won by a healthy margin. I'll tell you who they are in a moment. Sought-after award presented at a spectacular night at Shepstone Gardens in Johannesburg, a beautiful venue. And George is here to tell us more. Yes, what a big Friday this is. George, hello and good morning and welcome.
How's it, Gareth?
So, let's start with the big announcement, because there was a big event. And the winners, Car of the Year, are... Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Yes,
the A-Class. What a beautiful car that is.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, you know, in my opinion... that's just my personal opinion. Two shapes ago, the Mercedes A-Class looked like a loaf of bread.
I remember that. Those were not nice.
They were not nice cars. No. I didn't like them at all. But this one, I must be honest, is a worthy winner. I think it's a worthy winner. And Miles is here with me that accepted the award last night, and they're over the moon.
So, Miles, congratulations. Obviously, you are the marketing manager for...
Mercedes-Benz cars, yeah.
Okay, very good. So do you run all of these different Mercedes models and makes that we see on the road? I mean, are you in charge of marketing all of them?
Correct, yeah. So for all passenger cars,
right, vans, not trucks. I mean, Leanne was interested in the
vans,
trucks. So we're not talking about that. Okay, so what makes this A-Class special, and why do you think it won?
I think the evolution, as George alluded to, from the two previous models, by the way, my mother-in-law still drives that one.
Oh,
the
goodness,
old one.
I'm sorry.
The old one. It was very popular, the old one, because of the height.
Yeah.
So we sold a lot to female customers at that point in time.
Tall women.
So they could fit in.
Yeah, it's like a little mini bus, mummy's taxi kind of thing.
Sure.
And the evolution of that model is a big jump from the previous model to this model now, which is our 2018 model that won. It comes with a functional call MBUX, which is connecting the car to your lifestyle. So it has natural voice command. You can give instructions.
MBUX, Mercedes-Benz user experience.
That's it.
Sure, look at me.
I
deciphering.
Thought it was bucks.
That's impressive.
Okay, yes.
Well, I mean, before Miles carries on, you can change the color of the dash, right?
Yes, correct.
Of this car. So if you don't like red, you can go for it. I think there's kind of like 64 colors or 256 colors or something.
What? There's plenty of colors to choose from. And it's simply by giving the instructions saying, hey, Mercedes, please change the color of the dash. Please play my favorite song. So it has built-in intelligence. Absolutely.
It's like Siri.
It has the AI intelligence in the UX.
See, I'm amazed. And George, you can back me up on this too. Even a relatively cheap car these days is so technologically advanced that anything 5 years ago that would have cost 20 times the price of that. Just seems like a clunky piece of steel, right?
Well, I mean, I think the technology is moving from the drivetrain to the software.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get to electric cars at some point. And that's two motors. It's not really too big a deal.
Yeah.
Where the technology's got to go somewhere, and it's going into all of the stuff that that we get.
It's not far away.
But it must be nice to market cars that are actually really good. Because if you were marketing, I don't know... a Renault Espace. I don't know if you'd be so excited about that. I don't know if you were marketing
sure somewhere in the world the Renault Espace.
The Nissan Almera. I'm sure that someone cares about these. But like an Uber car, a Toyota, whatever they are.
Yeah.
One of those Ubers. Hard to find something to get excited about there.
Well, this Merc you can get excited about. It is a beautiful car.
All right, so Car of the Year, what does this entail, George? What does it mean?
Yeah, so so for the first time in the history of the competition, in over 30 years, we introduced the public vote. We got over 55,000 votes from the public.
Incredible.
And we're thrilled that Mercedes-Benz participated to the level that they did. And then the second thing we introduced was category winners. Mm-hmm. So we introduced categories as well, and those categories took awards home last night with everybody else and the podium winners. So so in third place we had the Volvo XC90,
right.
Second place the Porsche, and then in first place the Mercedes-Benz.
Fantastic. I'm going to quote from George and what he said. The Auto Trader South African Car of the Year has to represent innovation and ingenuity, two things we've already covered in this discussion. While setting new benchmarks in its market segment, there is absolutely no doubt that the A-Class does this. So, high praise indeed. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Miles, and well done to everybody at Mercedes-Benz for producing something people really love and want.
Well, the Mercedes-Benz took a second prize last night, and that was the family class sedan.
Yep.
Which one's that?
So that was one of the category.
No, which car?
Oh, the same A-Class.
Same A-Class. Wow, yeah. You won two awards for the same car.
In one night.
Very nice. Yeah. All right, what else is going on, George?
Well, that's what our week has been consumed with, was getting this done. And
what do they retail for? I mean, like, what are we talking about with this this particular model?
Well, you're looking at about 500 plus, depending on what you want. So entry level from 500 plus.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty damn good. And who are you guys worried about in terms of competition? I mean, do you care about the competition? Are you busy doing your own thing? Because Mercedes seem to have a unique market position where they occasionally, to the people like me who aren't particularly well-versed in this stuff, almost they look like they don't really need to compete with anybody. But then I do see occasionally there's some competitive advertising from other people who are trying to pit themselves against you. Are you thinking about anyone when you enter these awards, when you see what you're compared with, when you hear what people are comparing your car with on Auto Trader, for example?
Yeah. Let me answer that from a global perspective and then a local perspective, because the global perspective is very different. The competition in the global perspective is more the tech companies who are now coming into the space of transport and mobility. They don't have big ships to turn around. They don't come with previous cultural barriers.
We're talking about Tesla and Google.
You're talking about Google, Teslas, right. Facebook, whoever's coming into that space. They come in at the rapid pace, and they really, really, really know what they're doing in the tech space. That's from a global level. Local level, it is obviously a few steps back from that. We do look at a competition closely for us. The competition is very relevant in the space. In the hatch is a very competitive segment. You have the VWs, you have the popular makes, the Opels, so on and so forth, where the A-Class is competing in. So, yeah, at the end of the day, we're happy that the public is, but at least appreciating our efforts from a product marketing perspective, that we're doing the right things and getting them into our brand, hopefully.
The A-Class is a new entrance to the hatch, right? I mean, it's a baby. Hatches have been around a lot longer than the A-Class.
Sure.
So it's new. It's new territory for Mercedes. I mean, the C-Class was where the buck stopped a number of years ago before the Bredton A-Class.
George is very disparaging about this previous model.
One is like 10,000 times better.
For sure. So what kinds of things? I mean, you mentioned how that dash can change color, and people like that kind of thing. That's important these days because these are the sorts of personalized effects that people want to have. It's like people want to have their phone look a certain way. They want to have certain apps on there. Where do you think all of this is leading? George hinted already that we're going to eventually end up in cars that are electric, that don't need a petrol engine. But technologically, what are people asking for in the interior of cars? What kinds of features and effects do you think are exciting going forward? And what are Mercedes-Benz working on?
So I think it's about hyper-personalization, where the vehicle knows exactly at a simple command or a simple behavior that you, or a simple gesture, exactly how your seat should be positioned, what temperature the car should be. The car should be actually cooled already, the interior cooled already before you jump in. All technologies that exist. We have an app called Mercedes Me, and that allows you to control your car outside when you're not in your car. So you could be sitting here in the studio knowing that you're going outside for a meeting in 15 minutes, but you want your car to be at the right temperature.
Cool down.
So you basically just go onto the app and you can start that process.
Jeez, and to think that my cigarette lighter is broken and I can't even charge my phone in my car.
Well, wireless charging now is a reality.
I can play a CD.
Well, you won't need a cigarette lighter.
So tell me about wireless charging.
Wireless charging is you put your phone onto a platform in the mm-hmm. car. You don't need cables.
But where it will pick is it on the sort of armrest or where?
Correct. It's in a, at arm's
on
length.
The console.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to struggle with cables. I mean, that's
I love that.
Amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah,
it's fantastic. And this integration between a phone and a car is obviously a very exciting thing too, because there are safety effects and safety advantages and features to this that people might not have thought of. If everything is kind of voice activated, you don't have to look at screens.
That's correct.
You don't have to be disturbed by stuff that might take your concentration off the road. But you can have all the features, or at least many of the features, of your phone on your car dashboard and available in audio, right?
Correct.
Well, I suppose there's two tracks there, because the one is get the distractions out of the way. Mm-hmm. The other one is accept the fact that there are going to be distractions and people want to look at their phones and have the cars drive themselves.
Well, that's obviously a little way down the road, but not too far.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people probably would use their phones for the enhancement of driving too, whether it's to play music, whether it's to read navigation. I mean, we're all doing this anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People are all using Waze or Google Maps or whatever else they are to get from A to B.
Yeah. Sure. And I mean, I think an important part is the phone integration with the car. You know, and having a seamless transition between your phone and your car, and not having to see your car as a separate piece of technology.
Yeah, but that means that the car manufacturers have to be talking to the phone manufacturers, and they all have to be very open about this.
Exactly.
And help each other, which well, isn't always right. the case.
That's where Miles says these new players in the market kind of move faster, because it's hard for the legacy brands to accept that and to change that ship direction.
Well, Miles, well done. And George, thanks for coming in to share this with us. I'm very excited to see the car and to pay more attention now that I've known it's won awards. I'm one of those people who goes, oh, it won an award. Now I better pay attention to it. So thank you very much for coming, and thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. George will be back for another episode of Auto Central Monday morning. Don't miss that.
This is CliffCentral.com.